So let's start by taking time first to connect with your whole body. Notice your contact with the surface you are lying on or resting on. If you're lying down, that's maybe the heels of your feet on the ground, the back of your legs draped over pillows, perhaps, if you're resting them over something. Is your back resting on the ground or on the back of your chair? And specifically, you might notice the back of your pelvis, the back of the ribs and the shoulder blades, your elbows, maybe part of your upper arms, and your hands resting on your own body. And of course, then there's also the back of your head resting on the books or whatever support you are using. So take time now to remind yourself that your body is at rest and has nothing to do except be here. Just allow yourself to yield to the ground beneath. Think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. Now, shift your awareness from those places of supported contact to also notice the spaces between you and that support. So for those of you on the floor, you'll notice the space beneath your neck and a small space between the small of your back and the floor, under your arms, even the spaces between or under your fingers and toes. Now, from noticing those spaces, expand your awareness to include the space all around you. Above, below, in front, behind, and to either side of you, and in every other direction. Think to yourself, I am free to notice the space all around me. If you're noticing your head on the books, what I would say is to make sure that your head doesn't feel like you're scrunched under your neck, but it also doesn't feel that you're kind of constricted in your throat area. And I can look at that in detail afterwards if you have a question about that. So let's think to ourselves again. I am free to notice the space all around me. You may notice that from your awareness of the space around you, you become more aware of also the space and spaciousness within you. Among other things, this is space for breath. Gently bring your awareness to your breath by noticing the air flowing in and out of your nose. Don't try and change your breath or breathe deeply. Simply notice, simply observe it. As you observe that ongoing passage of air in and out through the nose, you might even notice that the air is slightly warmer on the way out than it was on the way in, warmed by your body. Think to yourself, I am free to notice the air flowing in and out through my nose. You don't have to do anything special for breathing to occur. It happens for the most part automatically throughout our whole lives, just adjusting naturally for any given activity. as long as you don't interfere by holding it or restricting it, whether consciously or subconsciously, your breath will give you exactly what you need in any given moment. Indeed, the rhythm of the breath, if left to its own devices, is not regular, in on four counts and out on four counts. Rather, the rhythm of the breath is changing constantly, like that of the waves in the ocean. Imagine that you are on a beach watching the waves come in. Sometimes they just gently lap onto the shore. Sometimes they are bigger and seem quite regular and settled for a while. And sometimes there seems to be a kind of pause before an enormous wave rolls in. This is like the rhythm of the breath, constantly adjusting and changing according to the environment. If you're sleeping, your breath will more than likely be a lot gentler and calmer than if you've just worked out for an hour. Your breath does what it needs, what you need. So each breath, like each wave, is unique. And under normal circumstances, you don't have to do anything to regulate it. In fact, your breathing usually operates at its best when you don't interfere. So think to yourself, my breathing is free. And spend a few moments just observing the ever-changing wave-like rhythm of your own breath. Now, expand that awareness to notice where you sense the movement of your breath in your own body. Do you notice a rise and fall in your chest or abdomen? What about your ribs? Can you sense them move with your breath? Do you notice them moving in and out to the sides while you breathe, perhaps? And what about your back? Can you feel the expansion of your ribs in your back too? So the ribs play an integral role in the breathing mechanism. The diaphragm is attached all around to the lower ribs, and the lungs are housed within the rib cage, which moves with the breath. So the ribs rise up and out, all the way around, front, sides, and back, as the diaphragm descends, causing the lungs to fill with air. And the out breath occurs when the ribs fall and the diaphragm rises back up. So to help you visualize this, we're going to have a little journey into the imagination. Imagine that your rib cage is an empty barrel with flexible walls and a flexible floor. Put to yourself a tiny speck of your own consciousness, so to speak, just floating around inside the barrel so you can observe your breath as if from the inside. As you breathe in, watch the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as you breathe out, watch the walls and floor of the barrel gently move back toward you. So spend a few minutes with this visualization, observing your own breath as if from the inside. As the breath flows in, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as the breath flows out again, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back toward you. So observing the breath this way helps you be aware of the gentle in and out ongoing motion of the rib cage that affects the whole torso, front, sides, and back. Think to yourself, my body breathes me. My body breathes me. With that gentle awareness of the ongoing movement of the breath throughout the torso, just in the background, let's now experiment with a gentle focus on the out breath, the exhale. As we do that, you can choose to let your breath out through your mouth in a very gentle sigh, as if you are just so lightly blowing out a candle. And if you do this, just be sure to let the lips come together again for the in-breath, which will come in as usual through the nose. So you can think of the breath coming in through the nose as entering from directly in front of your face, rather than being pulled up the nostrils. So if you are upright, when you are upright, you could think of it as coming in horizontally from in front of you. So without taking any breath to prepare, gently let out through the mouth whatever breath you have. And as you do so, you could imagine the breath also releasing very lightly out of the top of your head. And as your breath comes back in through your nose, be aware of the expansiveness and widening of the torso. Let's continue and do a round of three out breaths and three in breaths in this manner. So with your out breath, whenever that happens for you, the breath releases out gently through the mouth, while you also imagine very, very lightly that the breath is also releasing out of the top of your head. And as the breath comes in through the nose, you can notice that expansion or widening of your torso. When you've completed your cycle of three out and in breaths, allow your breath just to return to normal. Just coming in and out through the nose. Think to yourself once again, my body breathes me. So know that you can use this way of thinking about the breath when breathing normally through the nose. And if you find it helpful, you can bring back this idea at any time during your day. So as we come toward the end of this constructive rest time, without forgetting about our breath, come back to your awareness of your whole self lying on the floor. Notice once again all your main points of contact with the surface you are resting on. So maybe that's your heels, your legs resting over a support or against each other, your back resting on the ground, perhaps, including the back of your pelvis, the back of your shoulder blades, and the back of your rib cage. Notice the contact of your elbows or arms with the floor and that of your head resting on the books. You may even notice that the contact seems a little different from when you began. and that on each in-breath, you have an even greater contact with the floor. Think, I am free to receive the support of the ground. Now, if you have closed your eyes, I invite you to open them and expand your awareness into the space around you. Know that there is space above you and below you and behind you and in front of you and to either side of you. And think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. Now, as we come to the end now of constructive rest today, as you move yourself from lying down, do so slowly and carefully. Sometimes, especially if this way of breathing, of being kind of aware of our breath is not familiar, you could feel a little bit lightheaded perhaps when the body experiences this fuller, more natural breathing. So just very slowly bring yourself to a sitting position. And you could just have that awareness of your breathing as you do so. And pause as you come to sitting. And taking time to be sure of your balance before you get up further, but maybe we just want to stay sitting for a while. And you can think again to yourself, my breathing is free and my body breathes me.